doubleheader tonight, Jefferson County North Girls Basketball Tournament. We see the host Chargers for the first time in this tournament, taking on a Big East League opponent and Perry LeCompton. If you're just joining us, Rossville held off ACCHS in game one, 49-40. Let's get you the starting lineups before Jake's keys to the game. Let's start with Perry LeCompton, head coach Joey Franzetta, fourth year at the helm. They have dealt with some injuries throughout this season, playing a lot of young kids, but trying to get something going here midway into the season. Sophie Scrimshire is the starting guard, 5'5 senior at about 2 points, two rebounds a game. Devin Aldrich as well, 5'6 junior guard. Kaylin Metcalf, a 5'7 freshman at 5.7 points per game. Emmy Reed is a 5'5 freshman. And Tatum Kalovich, the forward, a 5'11 freshman at nearly 6 points, seven rebounds a game. So for head coach Joey Franzetta and the cause, it is Scrimshire, it is Kalovich, Aldrich, Metcalf, and Reed. For Steve Knoll, veteran head coach, 20th year and 327 wins, leading this Chargers team. They'll go like this. Karina Johnson is a sophomore. Carly Porter is a sophomore. Lucy Knoll in the backcourt, she is a freshman guard. Taylor Schrick, a 5'8 sophomore. And Riley Thompson, a veteran, a 5'8 junior, at about 5 points and five rebounds a game. So for coach Steve Knoll, it is Johnson, Thompson, Porter, Schrick, and Knoll. Well, Rossville again advancing. We do know that Oskaloosa held off Atchison in one of the quarterfinals as well. So Oski into the semis later on this week along with Rossville. Perry LeCompton, JCN, Jake Spaulding, keys to the game.
I tell you right now that this is going to be a fun game because both teams struggle to score. And why I'm saying it's a fun game is because I think that allows for both these teams to kind of be comfortable and settle in to their offensive opportunities. Neither team, again, scores more than 37 points per game. Both teams do struggle to take care of the basketball. Both teams extremely young. I think this is going to be a fun matchup of two teams who can kind of get comfortable early. And we'll see here with JCN winning the tip.
The home white uniforms for the host Jefferson County North Chargers. The opening possession, Perry LeCompton starting out in a 2-3 zone. Left side pass, this is Taylor Schrick. Up top it goes, this is Karina Johnson. Back left side to Schrick. Holding it at the hip, looking for a post touch. They get it to Thompson. Now to Lucy Knoll in the corner, who forced up a wild shot. Backside rebound was taken by Perry, and then a turnover and a foul on the cause.
Yeah, Devin Aldrich, the 5'6 junior for the cause, a great backside rebound. However, she lost the handle of it, and Emmy Reed picks up the personal foul, just the first on the team and on her.
This is a very young cause lineup, and right on the entry pass, a second foul against the cause, and that's going to put the sophomore Karina Johnson at the free throw line.
Tatum Kalovich, I'm really, really excited to see her tonight. She's a 5'11 freshman who typically you're not going to play at this age. However, with Perry LeCompton's situation, a lot of youth on this squad. She's forced to play early, and I look for her. You know, this is a girl we're going to be talking about in 2 years maybe of being a dominant post in the Big East.
So Johnson at the line, giving JCN the first lead of the game, and she spins in the second, but she stepped on the line, so wave it off. So a 1-0 start for the Chargers here. We're 26 seconds into the game.
So then officially then, no second free throw whatsoever, correct?
I believe it counts as a miss. If I remember correctly.
Good. Hey, that's why I'm asking you, man. You're the big dog on campus.
Oh, okay. Here's Kalovich, who you mentioned right at the top of the key. Got a little heavy with the feet, called for a travel.
Yeah, she's young. And we're going to say that all night tonight with both of these teams. Really.
Yeah, really, both these teams are playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores.
Mm-hmm. So not a whole lot of varsity experience. And so, again, that's why we expect this to be low scoring. Let's see who can kind of get the upper edge. But I look for Perry to feed the ball down low a lot to Kalovich.
Here's Schrick with the basketball. Right side kick. Carly Porter, long jump shot. That is good. They're going to call it a two. And Carly Porter, the first field goal for JCN. They lead 3-0 a minute into the game. Now Perry's struggling with it. They lose it at midcourt. Already three turnovers by the cause.
Three turnovers early. That's what they struggle with a lot this season, is taking care of the basketball.
Tough shot inside. Second chance from the backside by Schrick. And nearly got it in on the tip, and already three early fouls against the cause.
I mean, again, you look at these rosters, B-Tad, and we're going to probably wear out this welcome. However, the oldest players on JCN juniors, not a single senior on this roster. For Perry LeCompton, the only seniors that they had, Sophie Scrimshire, who's battling an injury, she is playing tonight. The other senior out for the season.
Yeah, it's been tough, no doubt. Macy Corcoran, who is only a sophomore, but certainly one of the better players for Joey Franzetta, she is out. Also, Autumn Florey, post player and a senior out as well. Taylor Schrick making the second free throw. They got a field goal and two free throws to make it 4-0 here at 6:45 to go. As the Caws lost it at midcourt, another turnover. And it's getting dicey here early. JCN up the floor. And the Caws have to burn a timeout as Taylor Schrick, the benefit there. And a 6-0 start here for JCN.
Full timeout here on the floor, B-Tab, with that early big 6-0 start. Coach Franzetta wants to talk it over.
Well, go ahead, keep it right here. Again, Perry LeCompton and Jefferson at County North. Game number two, JCN off to a roaring start with a 6-0 advantage. Schrick with three, two from Carly Porter and then one from Karina Johnson. But again, we talk about the youth for both these teams. Perry LeCompton's own win or lone win of the season to this point was back in the Wellsville preseason tournament. They defeated Paola. That was all the way back on December 12th. But again, they have lost multiple kids, a lot of experience. And at this point, if you're head coach Joey Franzetta and Perry LeCompton, you're just really trying to figure out what the future holds.
Yeah, you're losing six seniors from his last season's team. You're losing kids off this roster that you were expecting to have big-time years in Corcoran as well as Flory. But Scripture, again, she's out there right now, but she's got a really bum right ankle. And so her cut and her ability to really, you know, handle the basketball in this pressure situation is not as ideal because of that injury. But JCN, give all the credit to them right now. They're forcing the issue.
Chargers have a record of 5-3 on the year after they lost three all-league seniors from a year ago. Coach Steve Knoll has them playing really good basketball right now. They have a 6-0 lead, not quite 2 minutes in. Finally, Perry LeCompton gets into the front court and can settle into an offensive set.
Yeah, Scripture handling the top of the offense right now, pointing out where she wants her girls. But look at this defense by JC, and they're flowing to the basketball.
Playing a zone. Here's a three left side. It's an air ball, and they're going to get a foul on the rebound attempt. It was pulled down by Schrick, but they're going to say she was over the back.
Yep, got her with a push there going up for that rebound attempt. And, again, this defense by JCN, they are just active on the zone defense.
Here's a freshman in Emmy Reed with the basketball driving. Nearly got it to go. It was halfway down and out. Rebound Karina Johnson and JCN. Get it into the front court. Right back to Johnson. Thought about it. Turns it down. Now Schrick left side on the wing. Back up top to Johnson. Right side Porter. She'll try a deep one. Banks it in from the right wing. Carly Porter from downtown.
Man, the bank's open. It's getting late here, B-Tad. It's 7:50 at night, but man, we got late banking hours here.
JCN out to a 9-0 lead just over 2 minutes into the game. And the Caws, again, having issues with this press. They do get it into the front court here with Craig, who has checked into the game after Devin Aldrich had picked up her second foul early.
That was about 9 seconds in the backcourt. Perry LeCompton able to get it across just in time.
Here is Reed, left side, trying a tough pass through traffic, picked away, turnover by the Caws. Now JCN will slow it down. Gets it off here to Riley Thompson into the game, a returning starter from a year ago.
Just like that, beat that, it's 9-0. This zone not really doing what Coach Franzetta wants it to do.
They get it inside, shot up. That's going to be a foul on Kalovich, who had good position but just brought the hand down. And little contact with the freshman and Lucy Knoll, who's going to shoot two. Freshman Lucy Knoll at the line, over 6 points and six rebounds a game. So a great start to her varsity career. 50% foul shooter, knocks in the first.
A couple changes coming in here as Metcalf will go out for Perry LeCompton, bring in Charlie Blosser for the first time.
Emery Hernandez also in for JCN. Second free throw good by Lucy Knoll.
Gwen Blattner also in for the Chargers for the first time tonight.
11-0 start for JCN. They got all the momentum, all the control. Perry gets it in. Gets a shot up. Decent look. Couldn't connect. Was Scrimshire, but able to chase it down in the corner is Emmy Reed in a reset opportunity. Getting away with a double dribble, but kicks it back out here to Scrimshire. They'll reset. JCN, good support from the student section to our right. Good crowd on hand for this second tilt. On this first round action, there is a whistle working around the perimeter and then a foul away from the ball against the Chargers.
Looks like it'll be on Lucy Knoll as she's, again, in this 2-3 zone that they're running right now. Really active hands, really active when they swing it around the perimeter. And flashing high that time was Tatum Kalovich, and Knoll just chipped her.
They'll bring Knoll out. Schrick back in. Into the corner. Reed gets a look from three. Off the rim, no. Tipped around into the hands of JCN's Carly Porter.
Chargers like to push in this situation, Brandon.
They're up 11-0 with 4.5 minutes to go in the first. Here's a three. It's off the heel. Battle for the rebound. Somehow ripped away by Schrick.
Taylor Schrick is impressive on the glass here early.
A couple of rebounds for her. So a recent opportunity. Here's Schrick, as we mentioned. Right side on the wing. Flashing into the paint is Porter.
Good
nice
five.
Bounce pass. Layup good. Blattner. Beautifully done. High to low. A 13-0 lead for JCA. And Emmy Reed all the way coast-to-coast. Blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Reed.
And right now, Coach Franzetta might have to consider taking another timeout here because his offense is just in dire straits right now, and they cannot get back on defense. JCN making it look easy on the offensive side of the basketball.
Kalen Metcalf, another freshman, has checked into the game for Perry LeCompton. A 13-0 lead for JCN halfway in to this first quarter of play. They get an elbow touch here, left side, a jump ball. Good defense by Metcalf, who just checked in to force a turnover.
Yeah, Kalen Metcalf, a freshman for Perry LeCompton, comes back into the ballgame, and nice dig down there at the high post to cause that tie-up.
Cause just really need to see a basket go in. They're down 13-0 and dealing with this JCN full-court press. Here's Emmy Reed trying to fight through four. Gets by four. Two-on-one break. There's the bounce pass. And a shot was maybe partially blocked, but tipped into the hands of Blosser. And then the Cause turn it over. JCN running up the floor. Picked up by Kosanke, who has checked into the game.
Great job again on turning defense into a run-out opportunity, getting up the floor quickly.
Here's Kosanke driving in, kicking right. Schrick thought about a deep three, turns it down. Kosanke again, right side, Schrick. She won't hesitate this time. Couldn't make a three deep from the right wing. Rebound Kendall Craig and Perry.
Yep, and this time a missed shot allows Perry LeCompton to kind of settle things down offensively.
Trying to get their first points of the game. JCN out to a 13-0 lead at 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Talked about the struggles on offense for both of these teams, more so for Perry, just 29 points per game in what is now their 12th game of the year. Right side pass, they get it to Kalovich in the corner, puts it on the dribble. Nice
good,
hard
good.
Drive by the freshman, and she'll get to the line, chance to get Perry on the board.
Again, there's going to be progression over her entire prep career, but as a freshman, that's a great head fake from about 18 feet. Left-handed dribble drive into the lane, absorbs contact, goes to the line for two.
The freshman in Kalovich averaging just shy of 6 points and over 7 rebounds a game, wearing a right knee brace, and she gets Perry on the board, knocking in the first free throw.
Now, again, as things are going through for Perry throughout this season, you just got to know that Tatum Kalovich is going to have to be that catalyst.
She is a lefty, and her second is good. So Perry on the board. They're down 13-2 with 2:55 to go in this opening quarter. Rossville and Oskaloosa winners tonight to move on to the semifinals of this tournament later on this week. And on the right wing, a travel against Hernandez, turnover number two by JCN.
Yeah, that's back-to-back empty possessions for the Chargers. And again, it's the small things in the game of basketball that allows for Uncle Mo to shift sides a little bit. Perry found themselves down 13-0 in a raucous environment. A couple stops defensively, and they got a basket or got a couple free throws as well.
There's a tip pass, a steal in the backcourt by JCN, missed shots, and a foul on the rebound attempt. It was Karina Johnson who got the steal. Let's check the call here by the official. They're going to get it on Kalen Metcalf, and that is foul number five. So that's going to put, well, they were about to throw it in, but it was foul number five. So free throws coming up here for, as we just mentioned, Karina Johnson.
Yeah, that's, again, you got two fouls on Tatum Kalovich, who's still on the floor for Perry here in quarter number one, but free throw opportunities the rest of the way for the Chargers.
Karina Johnson, second trip to the line already, now 1-for-3 as she's a little bit strong on the first. 2:37 left in the opening quarter. JCN out to a 13-2 lead. They lost in their last game to still undefeated Troy, 51-25, but that snapped a four-game win streak for the Chargers. Second free throw was good by Johnson, 14-2, JCN, Scrimshire in trouble, caught in a double team, and hits it into the front court here with Aldrich, who had it knocked away on another turnover, and then there's a bad foul against Perry, more free throws coming for the Chargers.
Yeah, that one on Sophie Scrimshire. She's struggling right now at the point of this press break for the Perry LeCompton Cause, and this JCN defense is just relentless here early.
A sophomore, Gwen Blattner, will shoot two. First free throw on the way. Got that one to go. Now 58% for her on the line this season. Knocks in the first tier, and sophomore Blattner right now averaging over 7 points and 4 rebounds a game.
This is the 10th free throw attempt by JCN in quarter one.
And that one is good by Blattner, who now has four. Lead is 14. It's 16-2 at 2:26 to go in the quarter.
I mean, you go 7-for-10 from the free throw line in quarter number one, and we still got 2:26 left in it. It's very impressive. It just shows you how aggressive JCN is, not only on the defensive side, but also attacking the rim.
Well, Perry again, just the issues continue against the press, and they turn it over again. Nice bounce pass backside. Layup good. Karina Johnson, timeout. Perry LeCompton, they got to burn one. It is a full. We'll follow suit. All Jefferson County North here early, 18-2. They're out in front over Perry LeCompton. Back after this here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Broadcast tonight brought to you by Rainbow Communications alongside Jake Spaulding, Chance Link studio producer. I'm Brandon Tamman. Chargers on their home floor. A flurry to start here, forcing a lot of Perry LeCompton turnovers. An 18-2 advantage for Steve Knowles' crew, and they are balanced here early. They already got five players in the books, led by five from Carly Porter.
Again, balance on the offensive side, getting to the rim, shooting free throws, making them, forcing turnovers. This JCN team looks like they're a team that's finding the right groove right now midseason.
Here's Kalen Metcalf. They get it off to Kalovich, diving in from the free throw line. Thought maybe it was going to be a travel, but they get a foul on JCN. It's going to be on Riley Thompson.
Yeah, just her first, but that's the fourth team foul, so nine. But actually, no, take that back. Now 10 fouls in this game. One more foul to give. Or no fouls to give, excuse me. The next whistle against JCN will put Perry at the line.
Well, Perry at this point will take that. They need opportunities to score. Down 18-2, and another turnover right side. Travel against Kalen Metcalf on the wing.
That's number 10. So 10 turnovers in the first quarter for Perry LeCompton. 10 free throws for Jefferson County North. Just 2 turnovers for the Chargers.
Well, kind of an example. ACCHS in their loss against Rossville only had 5 free throw attempts all game.
Yeah. Yep.
JCN's already got 10 from the stripe here, 6 minutes in. Dominant start here for JCN. They have the possession up top. Kosanke with it. They get it into the corner now with Schrick. Still a 2-3 zone here for Perry LeCompton. Up top to Porter, left side. Here's Kosanke on the dribble, trying to dump it to the right block. Chasing it out to the corner is Karina Johnson. Now right side into the corner with Schrick. Down to 1:38 left. Thought about shooting instead. One dribble left. Gets it back up top to Johnson. Lengthy possession here. Sankey, one dribble right. Back to Johnson. Short corner right. This is Lucy Knowles. Spinning on a double. Kicks it back top of the key. Left side it goes to Porter. Back up top. Down to 120. Knocked away. Good defense there by Emmy Reed. But gathering is Karina Johnson. Here's a step-in shot inside the line. High off the backside of the rim. Offensive rebound for Schrick to keep it alive.
Yeah, great box out there by Taylor Schrick. And then JCN throws it away. But Taylor Schrick's just doing it all right now for the Chargers defensively, offensively, and attacking the rim.
Looks like the Chargers going to bring on a couple more bodies here. We've seen Coach Steve Knoll just really rotating girls in and out here early on.
Yeah, he's going 9 deep on his bench right now, or 8 deep, excuse me, on his bench right now, which is really good to have on a team.
Another steal, another turnover. Johnson blocks, but a foul called. They'll get it on Metcalf, who played good defense. Up high, it looked clean, a little body in between, and now free throws again for the Chargers and Karina Johnson.
Yeah, Karina Johnson, this is going to be her 5th and 6th free throw attempts in this first quarter. Not game, first quarter.
And the first one hits the rim twice, falls through. Now 3 of 5 and has 5 points. 19-2 Chargers. It's 59 seconds left in this opening frame. Her second, high arc, nothing but net. 20-2, Jefferson County North. Just south of a minute to go. Perry LeCompton continuing to deal with this pressure. They get it up the floor. Kalovich straight down the way. Couldn't make the layup. Tipped around. Picked up by Kosanke.
I mean, that's going to be there. If you can get somebody at midcourt line to dribble past a defender, that's going to be an easy runaway layup. But unable to do that too many times tonight.
So now JCN, let's see what they do with now 36 seconds to go. Schrick, left side on the elbow, kicks it into the corner, and a travel's going to be called against Karina Johnson. That is 4 turnovers now on JCN. Sophie Scrimshire is going to check back in for the cause.
Chargers stay in this kind of diamond press, and they've got full court pressure, trapping on everything on the outside.
Here is Kalovich into the front court. Blosser in the corner. Kalovich now on the block, turning on a couple white jerseys. Lost it, turned it over. Hawes just can't get out of their own way here in this opening frame.
Yeah, I got
12. And a lot of that is JCN's defense.
1,000%, you're right. But even when they do get it in the front court cleanly, they're sped up because of this pressure, making some mental errors.
Well, Perry, they have lost 8 in a row, 16 in their last 17, going back to the end of last season. Chargers trying to get their 6th win of the year. Kasanke with 5 seconds, short corner shot, long two, and it finds its way home for Gwen Blattner to end the quarter. And how about 6 apiece from Blattner and Johnson, 5 as well from Porter, and the Chargers racing out to a 20-point first quarter lead. It is 22-2. Back after a quick timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. All right, Chance, not back in studio yet. That's okay. I thought he might have been there. We're here. End of the first quarter. But, again, how about this start for JCN? You got Blattner with 6, Johnson with 6, Porter with 5, Schrick with 3, Knoll for 2, and a 20-point first quarter lead against Perry-LeCompte.
I mean, deuces are wild right now, B-Tad. You got 2 points for Perry-LeCompte, 22 for JCN. There's a 2 in the amount of turnovers that Perry-LeCompte has right now, and that's 12 first quarter turnovers, and there's a 2 in how many free throw attempts JCN has. That's 12 first quarter free throw attempts for the Chargers. It's just, it's crazy when you see those statistics that pop out to you after one quarter of play. Perry-LeCompte's got to find a way to clean things up on the offensive side. If I'm JCN, man, I'm keeping that pressure up, and I'm continuing to attack the glass because they've dominated the rebounding category tonight as well.
So here we go, quarter number 2 underway. Chargers with it up 20 from right to left. Looks like Perry's gone to a man-to-man defense here. Here's Porter right side, one dribble left, stops on the wing. Good close out there by the freshman and Emmy Reed. They reset up top with Taylor Schrick.
Man-to-man defense now for Perry-LeCompte and really chasing the basketball.
Nice cut, good shot, foul called. As Blosser will pick up the foul, nice movement there for the Chargers, and shocking, more free throws.
Lucy Knoll, great job. He's just coming around a screen at the high post area and just going right down the right lane line. Very quick downhill. Great feed. Now at the line for 2.
Knoll Shorts on the first free throw attempt. Came into tonight 50% on the year. Has 2 points here in this first half. Trying to extend on what is a 20-point first half lead. And she can't do so. And saved underneath and somehow got back. Another short shot. Cleared away by Perry this time.
Once again, just dominating the glass right there. Keeping that ball alive, a second-chance opportunity missed for the Chargers.
30 seconds into the second quarter, a 22-2 Jefferson County North lead over Perry-LeCompte. Now you see this ramped-up Chargers zone defense. Perry's got to move the ball quickly around the perimeter, get that zone moving a little bit. Here's a dump down and a drive in, contact and a foul, the drive on Aldridge. And the JCN foul against Riley Thompson, her second.
Two fouls now on Thompson, and you see that, again, with the shift here offensively for Perry, they're trying to get it down low.
Here's Kalovich spinning on the block. Good defense by Thompson inside. And now Perry gets it back, missing a second chance out of bounds to JCN.
Yeah, great defense there by Riley Thompson, stuffing the attempt by Tatum Kalovich. And an offensive rebound opportunity, but unable to put it back through.
We're a minute into quarter number 2. The lead is 20 for JCN. It's 22-2. Chargers with the ball. Lucy Knoll up top. Left side it goes to Karina Johnson. Now a touch for Porter inside. Kicks it back to the right wing with Schrick. They'll reset.
A lot of motion here on this offensive set by JCN. A lot of cutters to the basket. Looking for a high entry pass.
There is that entry pass. Diving down to the block. Kicked out to Schrick in the corner left. Now casual around the arc. And back up top it goes to Porter. No shot clock here at JCN, so the Chargers taking advantage, working the ball.
Here's right Knoll. Behind.
Yep, dumps it inside, shot up and good. Bumped around a little bit, but Thompson got it to go. She has scored now for the first time. Lead is at 22 at 24-2.
Great feed there from Porter down low to Thompson, who just absorbed contact, went up through it, and got the easy bucket to drop.
Here's Kalovich on the dribble, kicks it back up top here to Blosser. Now left side it goes to Aldridge, trying to find Kalovich on a cut, tipped away, and a steal for JCN. Quickly into the front court, Jefferson County North, right side pass to Knoll in the corner. Back up top it goes to Porter. Now a touch here for Riley Thompson. On the block, Knoll spinning, firing, hit the side of the backboard, and a rebound for Aldrich, who now has four for the cause. Get it up the floor quickly. Wild shot. Backside rebound collected by Kalovich. They'll reset. Here is Scrimshaw. 5.5 minutes to go until halftime. 24-2 is our score. JCN again. Lost to Troy their last time out. And as I'm saying that, thrown into the backcourt. Another Perry turnover.
Just miscommunication there. Kalovich was caught in a short corner and tried to throw it back to the top of the key. Miscommunication between Aldrich and Metcalf. So check that scrimshaw.
JCN again, right now 5-3 on the year. They won 16 games a year ago, finished second in the NEKL behind Morehill Mounts Academy, and they're 4-1 in league play to start this year. There are some good girls teams top of this league, headlined by undefeated Troy. Nice dive inside, but the shot was missed by Karina Johnson, picked up by Perry LeCompton. Here's Emmy Reed diving into the front court. Nice ball fake by Kalovich. Curls, lost it, another steal. One-on-one. This is Hernandez stopping on the block. Got it up and in. Emery Hernandez, a freshman. Another player has scored for JCN. It's 26-2.
Just a great run-out opportunity and a great head fake, B-Tad. Ball fake. Let the defender go by. An easy bank shot.
Here's Emmy Reed with the basketball. Kalovich now. Right side pass into the corner. On the wing now, Kalovich puts it on the dribble. Had it knocked away. Another steal. Active hands for Jefferson County North.
16 turnovers here in half number one by the cause here early on, allowing for this lead of now 26-2 for the Chargers.
We are south of 4:20, clock moving. They miss Blattner, who was wide open inside, instead resetting up top with Knoll, who then resets with Karina Johnson. Right side pass to Hernandez, who had the last bucket. There's the cut. There's the shot. Could be it's not going to be a tie-up. It's going to be a foul against Perry. It's going to be on Emmy Reed.
Reed just kind of got caught behind her player and trying to play catch up, couldn't get there in time, her second personal.
It'll be on the floor, 4:05 left in the half. What has been dominated by Jefferson County North through 12 minutes. Subs in for both sides, Riley Thompson back into the game. Kaylin Metcalf back in, Charlie Blosser on the floor, Scrimshaw as well for Perry, along with Aldrich. Somehow got to the right wing. Shot is up and good. Nice touch on the short, medium jump shot for Lucy Knoll.
You noticed early, Lucy Knoll is not scared to shoot the basketball. That was kind of in a defender's face, able to get the floater to drop.
It is 28-2, Jefferson County North. The lead continues to grow.
Travel.
There's a travel on the perimeter. Good call by Aldrich. And Joey Franzetta, you can just kind of see the frustration. What do you do?
Exactly. At some point, you know, you're just kind of scratching your head. You know, what do we got to do? Because right now, you mentioned it, Perry just can't get out of their own way right now with 17 turnovers here in the first quarter.
Here's a shot missed inside on the left block. Chasing it down in the corner is Blattner for an offensive rebound and then taken away by Blosser. Turnover JCN. Here's Blosser. Hesitates. Drives inside straight away. Back up top, Scrimshaw. Ball fake. Free throw line. Kicks it back up top. Here's Metcalf driving to the rack. Couldn't make the shot. Another decent look. Riley Thompson clears it away.
Yeah, good attack that time by Metcalf. Just couldn't get the right hand layup to drop.
So here is Lucy Knoll coming up on 3 minutes to go until half. It's been dominated by the Chargers here. They lead it 28-2. They led it 22-2 at the end of one. So Perry's done a better job here on defense, but again, turnovers and offense just certainly been the issue, and there is a shooting foul. It's going to be called against Kendall Craig, who is into the game. More free throws. JCN, they have lived at the line here in this first half. It's going to be Lucy Knoll, attempts 5 and 6 for her. 2 for 4 so far, 4 points in the half. Now another one knocked through. She's got 5.
About to take the 16th. Free throw attempt here in the first half to Perry LeCompton's 2.
That is a difference in number. Second one missed, tipped into the hands of Sophie Scrimshaw. So a 1-for-2 trip there that time for Lucy Knoll. 29-2 JCN. 2:45 to go until halftime. That's a double dribble again.
Yep.
We saw multiple double dribbles called in that first game.
Yeah.
And again, that is going to be another Perry LeCompton turnover. Down to 2:40 left in the half. 29-2 is our score. And if you're Perry, it's just, what do you do?
Well, they're shifting their defense up again. They're now in a 2-3 zone.
That was kind of the story in the first quarter for them. They switched it up to man early on in the second quarter. Now back to that 2-3 here. JCN, they do a good job moving it around the perimeter quickly, and they set up Trick, wide open for three, couldn't get it to go, fighting for the rebound in the corner, chased down by Porter.
Another rebound for JCN, second chance opportunities, and that's a shot that Perry wants JCN to take. A deep three, you got to crash the glass.
Long skip pass from right wing to left wing. Into the hands of Schrick. Back up top to Karina Johnson. Right set on the wing to Porter. She is closed out by Aralee McKay, another player who is getting some time here for Perry. And there's a steal by Metcalf. Metcalf, left-handed dribbles. Right-handed shot, left side. Missed it. Rebound Schrick.
They're trying to scoop it underneath the defender with her right hand. But once again, Perry had an opportunity, but they cannot make it count. And the travel here on JCN. That's back-to-back turnovers. They're sixth now in the game.
Karina Johnson, guilty party there. Subs in for both teams. Got a 137 left in the half in what is a JCN 29-2 lead.
And again, not a field goal made by Perry LeCompton yet in this ballgame. Their 2 points came from free throws from Tatum Kalovich back in the first quarter. She checks back into the game now.
JCN will back off the pressure here on at least this possession as Emmy Reed brings it into the front court. Kalovich a touch, short corner left, puts it on the dribble baseline, gets to the rack, shot up, no, but she'll go to the line. Good take there and a chance for a couple opportunities at the line for the 5'11 freshman.
You saw JCN switch their defense up there that time as well. They switched to a man-to-man. Kalovich saw the mismatch and drove baseline.
Well, one thing to keep an eye on, that's Riley Thompson's third foul. And the free throw no good by Kalovich. Who is the lone player to score so far for Perry LeCompton is Steve Knoll brings in three fresh faces onto the floor.
If you run a press the way that the Chargers do, you've got to be able to go 8-9 deep on your bench to keep fresh legs on the floor.
And the second is good. Kalovich, 3-for-4 at the line. All 3 points for Perry. It's 29-3. 80 seconds left in the half. Chargers have it right side on the wing. Putting it on the dribble is Knoll. Pulls up from the elbow. Nearly banked it in. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers.
Fighting for a rebound. So, again, if you're Coach Joey Franzetta, you're looking for small things right now as far as positives to continue to build on. JCN, you've held them to 7 points here in the second quarter. That's something to hang your hat on. Just cannot score right now, can Perry.
And gets a post-touch here for Kalovich, working into the paint, spins left, just couldn't get the shot to go, got it through contact. No call, Lucy Knoll pushing now for JCN. Thinking about it was Hernandez will step into a shot. She left it short,
good
offensive
rebound,
up and good. Going down there, Holly Kosanke.
Great job by Holly, just not standing there watching the shot beat that. As soon as that shot went up, she went into the lane. Nobody put a body on her, cleans it up. Banks at home.
Now, Coach Joey Franzetta said, let's play for the final shot. Kicks it into the right corner. It's an open three. You'll take it by Scrimshaw. It was a good look. Couldn't hit. Rebound for Schrick. And now 23 seconds and counting here for JCN before the half.
Now, I would imagine they're going to hold for the final shot now up by 28.
Here is Knoll. Working waist high, left-handed dribbles. Now on a cut. Stopping on the wing right is Schrick. Back up top to Knoll with now 10 seconds to go. Looks left. Gets it to Kosanke, now into the corner. 5 seconds to go. Post touch inside. Good play. A foul is going to put Gwen Blattner at the line.
Great offensive set there for Coach Steve Knoll's team. Go to the corner. Flashing to the low block was Gwen Blattner from the opposite side of the lane. And wide open had her person sealed and at the line for two.
Kalovich, her second foul. First free throw by Blattner is good. She's now 3-for-3 at the line in the half and has 7 points. The lead all scores, just balanced. 8 players have already scored, Jake, in this game for the Chargers.
Impressive.
32-3. Second, no, left it short. Kalovich, the rebound, just 2 seconds left. Will they get a shot up? Scrimshaw from half court, nearly got it to go. A dominant half comes to an end here for Jefferson at County North. It is 32-3 here at the half. Halftime show next, brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Bergston Insurance in Holton is a trusted choice agency offering home, auto, farm, and Medicare supplement insurance to Holton and surrounding areas. Whether you're buying a new house, car, toy, or wanting to shop your current insurance, give us a call today. Give Bergston Insurance a call today to shop your home, auto, farm, or Medicare supplement insurance. Bergston Insurance, 364-3771. 364-3771.
Did you know January is Cervical Health Awareness Month? At Holton Community Hospital, we're dedicated to helping you stay healthy. Regular pap tests and HPV vaccines are your best defense against cervical cancer. And our family medicine clinics are here to make it easy for you. Schedule your screening today with one of our trusted providers at one of our family medicine clinics in Holton, Hoyt, and Wetmore. Visit HoltonHospital.com to learn more. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Find them online, highlandcc.edu. Our second game here at the Jefferson County North Girls Basketball Tournament, and it's the home Chargers in control. That might be an understatement. They lead Perry-Lee Compton 32-3 here at the half. They led 22-2 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Perry 10-1 in quarter number two. The Cause have not made a field goal. All three of their points have come from Tatum Kalovich at the free throw line, and JCN again just absolutely dominating this game right now with a 29 point lead here at the half. Let's get you some of the numbers in this first half. 7 points from Gwen Blattner to lead all scorers, the sophomore off the bench for JCN. They got 6 as well from starter Karina Johnson. They got 5 apiece from Carly Porter and Lucy Knoll. They got 3 points from Taylor Schrick, and then they got 2 points apiece from Riley Thompson, Holly Kasanke, and Emery Hernandez as well. We mentioned Tatum Kalovich, all 3 points for Perry-Lee Compton, 3-for-4 at the line. Turnovers, an issue for the Cause. They had 18 of them in the first half. Cause had 11 team rebounds. They were 3-of-4 at the line. Chargers turned it over 7 times. They had 15 team rebounds, and they went to the line 18 times in the first half, collecting on 11 of those. Again, our halftime score here, girls basketball tournament play quarterfinals here at JCN. The Chargers at home, leading Perry-Lee Compton 32-3. Another timeout, back after this, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls halftime score here at Jefferson County North. It's all Chargers leading Perry Lecompton 32-3 here on KNZA. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. In the other quarterfinal going on right now on our sister station, Care 93.7, Valley Falls and NEK. And we just had that halftime score, or I should say the end of one, first quarter action. It was NEK 13, Valley Falls 9. Again, JCN on their way to a first-round win here. And if you missed our first broadcast, it was Rossville holding off Atchison County 49-40. And then other game in the bottom half of the bracket was Oskaloosa holding off Atchison by a final score of 48-43. Final two-minute timeouts. Again, Jefferson County North leading Perry Lecompton 32-3. Second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Chances are, if something seems too good to be true,
it's a scam.
Hi, I'm Hannah Deegan, the frontline manager at the Farmers State Bank in Holton.
And I'm Katie Henry, a teller at the Farmers State Bank, and we have seen a rise in consumer scams.
Never give out your personal information through an email, over the phone, or put it online. If you're unsure of whether or not you're being scammed, please contact us. We're always happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime show sponsor here on KNZA. Getting ready to start the second half here tonight between Jefferson County North and Perry Lecompton. All Chargers on their home floor led 22-2 after one, and they have a 32-3 lead over the Gauze as we get set to start the second half here on KNZA. Again, Jake Spaulding alongside Chance Link, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Gwen Blattner, the sophomore, leading scorer for the Chargers with 7. Karina Johnson with 6. 5 apiece from Carly Porter and Lucy Knoll. Tatum Kalovich, the lone 3 points for Perry Lecompton. Perry in the road, blue uniforms, ready to chuck it in, far side of the floor, opening possession of the second half. It'll be Scrimshaw to throw it in. Dumps it into the backcourt here to Emmy Reed, and the freshman now into the front court, going now from right to left. Here's Kalovich off the screen. Left side pass, good extra dump down into the corner with Metcalf. Working around the perimeter now is Kalovich. Stops on the left wing, ball faking, good hounding defense by Thompson to get Scrimshaw on a cut. Left side kick to Aldrich. Now they set up Scrimshaw, thought about it, driving in. Good right side kick it goes. Good ball movement here, sets up a three that is short. Offensive rebound though for Aldrich. And now a reset opportunity here for Perry LeCompton. Now a drive by Kalovich. He is bumped before the shot and our first foul of the third quarter. Going against Jefferson County North, 35 seconds in. The foul is on Riley Thompson. That is her fourth. Thompson has to come out quickly here. Not even 40 seconds into the third quarter, and Perry LeCompton stepped over the baseline, throwing it in, so that is a turnover. First opportunity now from left to right goes JCN on offense here in the third quarter. 32-3 is their lead. Here's Karina Johnson, right side it goes to Schrick. Now Schrick skipping to Johnson, puts it on the floor, thought about a three, instead getting it off to Carly Porter, who then gets it off to Schrick in the corner. Short corner right with Blattner. Back up top between the rings out high. Zone defense right now for Perry LeCompton. A minute into the third quarter. You would think JCN's going to slow down this pace as Johnson fires a three and drills a three. Karina Johnson, 25% from downtown. Her first triple tonight. She's got nine. And the lead now is 35-3. Knocked away by Blattner up top. Good defense. A hard drive. Free throws coming up here for Perry LeCompton's. It's going to be Emmy Reed. We'll get to the free throw line. JCN, their second foul. It's on Lucy Knoll, her second. And again, Emmy Reed will shoot two. And the first free throw on the way. She left it short. 56% she is at the line this season, averaging 7.5 points per game. That leads the cause, and also averaging 5 rebounds a tilt as well. A second free throw, also short. Two identical looks, trying to chase down her own rebound. Battles for it, somehow gets it back, and then missed a shot. And Johnson might have gotten away with a foul there. Now JCN losing it underneath. They turn it over, so a little awkward there. Exchange. Perry with the ball, trailing 35-3. Not quite 2 minutes in to this third quarter. Here's Kalovich up top. Left side to Scrimshaw. Puts it on the dribble. Lost on the far side. Turnover Perry. Through the hands of Emmy Reed and out of bounds. So JCN will get it back. Not quite 2 minutes into the third quarter. Leading by 32. It is 35-3. There is Karina Johnson, left side on the wing, puts it into the corner now. They dump it down on the block. Knoll shooting and missing, and a rebound for Kalovich. Here is Perry LeCompton now, far side of the floor, pushing the tempo medium heat. It's Emmy Reed. Now Scrimshaw in the corner left, up top. It is Kalovich, left side Aldrich, right back to Kalovich, left corner. Hesitated multiple times, a third time she'll try it. Hit the side of the backboard, and a rebound for JCN. Pulled in by Porter. 5.5 minutes to go in this third. Trying to add to it. Right wing three. Hits off the backside rim. Chasing it down near side and picked up by JCN's Taylor Schrick to keep the possession alive. Now another opportunity here for the Chargers. The big lead here. Not quite 3 minutes in. They'll try to add with a deep three. Backside rebound. Put back up. No good. As Blattner got the offensive rebound. Right place, right time. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. I think they get the foul on Devin Aldrich. That's going to be her third. So free throws here for Gwen Blattner, the sophomore. 3-for-4 in the first half from the line. She adds to it, knocking down this one here. 36-3, Jefferson County North. 5:11 to go, quarter number three. Blattner about 58% at the line coming in, and she's 5-for-6 from that stripe here tonight and has 9 points, tied with Karina Johnson for the leading score. 37-3, JCN. Here's a drive, kick left to Blosser. Now Kalovich stepping out right side on the wing, puts it on the dribble, gets it to the free throw line with Kendall Craig, gets it back up top here to Blosser. Now trapped in the corner, tie-up call, and the possession arrow will keep it here with Perry LeCompton. Down to 4:53 left in the third, 37-3 JCN. Kalovich hands it off to Scrimshire in the corner. Gets it up top here to Charlie Blosser. Kalovich thought about it, puts it on the dribble, runs into a double team on the elbow. Now gets a diving Emmy Reed, who tripped and got knocked to the floor. And Emmy Reed's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. Check the JC and foul. It's on Taylor Schrick. That's going to be her second. Third team foul against the Chargers as well. So this puts Emmy Reed at the line, trying to get her first point tonight. First free throw up and good. Still without a field goal made is Perry LeCompton. All from the free throw line for their 4 points tonight. Second is halfway down and out. Kalovich gets the offensive rebound, sticks it up and in, and finally they get one to go, and Kalovich has five.
And that's what you like to see from Kalovich. Big down low, good rebound, and puts it right back up and through. You just mentioned it. First field goal of the night for Perry.
So 2.5 quarters to get that first bucket. Kalovich reaching down on Taylor Schrick, and that will put Schrick at the line. We've seen that a couple times from Kalovich. That's just a freshman, just not quite knowing.
And she looked right at her coach, and Coach Franzetta looked right at her and said, yeah, you were up, but then you brought your arm down. They're going to call that every single time.
Here's the 5'8 sophomore, Schrick, at the line. First free throw, spins it in there, and she's got four to go along with her six rebounds tonight. Subs in for both teams. Carly Porter back in. Kaylin Metcalf checks in as well. And Charlie Blosser or Perry LeCompton. Second free throw, staggered stand. Schrick knocks them both down. That'll bring Schrick out and bring back Lucy Knoll.
Schrick's had a really, really good night tonight, hitting from the free throw line. And again, just doing everything for Coach Knoll.
Six rebounds as well to that total. Not quite to the halfway point of this third quarter. 39-6 JCN. They led 22-2 after one. Nice crossover into the lane. Left side kick, it goes to Blosser. Skips a pass here to Metcalf in the corner. Now farther in the corner, it's Aldridge. Working back to the wing, diving in. Back up top, it goes to Emmy Reed. She'll put it on the dribble all the way to the rack. Couple nice hard drives by Emmy Reed. She'll go back to the free throw line.
Yeah, foul's going to be on Kasanke, but you mentioned it. Emmy Reed, a freshman. We've said that a lot of youth on this team, but aggressive take to the rack. She has a chance to go to the line again.
Attempt number five for her at the line. This one up and good. And now 2 for 5 at the line. 2 points, 39-7, the JCN lead. We'll see first time tonight a junior in Michael Lee. Appearance number 6 in game number 9 for JCN. And the second free throw up and good for Emmy Reed. 3 points and 3 rebounds for the freshman. 39-8 JCN, just south of 4 minutes to go in the third.
Confusion right here between Carly Porter and Lucy Knoll. They're like, no, you take the ball. No, you take the ball. Let's get our offense set up.
Coach Knoll says somebody take it up the floor. There's a baseline drive, bumping a foul against Perry LeCompton. Just their third team foul.
You mentioned Michael Lee that just checked in for the Chargers, and she tried to drive baseline there, cut off there by Kendall Craig.
Here's a quick shot off the inbound, a long two from the right corner by Lucy Knoll. She's got seven.
Good shot, ready awareness there by Lucy Knoll. She had her hands ready, feet set, entry pass came in, and a quick shot goes through.
41-8 now, the JCN lead, 3.5 minutes to go in the third. Here is Emmy Reed, pass tipped. Short corner, though, Aldridge gathering, putting one up, and got the foul call.
Seen a more aggressive Perry LeCompton team here
100%.
In this third quarter, B-Tad. They're just going to the rack, forcing the referees to call the fouls, and they're getting to the free throw line.
Kasanke picks up the third foul, or I should say her third foul, team foul number 5. So Perry in the bonus the rest of the way. First free throw by Devin Aldridge, up and good. Aldridge, it's her first tally, but she does have 5 rebounds in the game. Makes it 41-9. Sets and fires. That one in and out. Tips into the hands of JCN's Kasanke. Works it heavy into the front court. Right side pass to Porter in the corner. Skips it up top. Putting it on the dribble. Floating
nice.
And hitting. Nicely done for Hernandez.
Yeah, Emery Hernandez. Good ball fake at the top of the lane and just drives right in. A little floater with a little bit of English on it. Spins home.
Just some good touch there. 43-9, JCN. 3 minutes to go in the third. Here's Kalovich for the cause. Dumps it back top of the key. Hard drive. Shot up. Hit nothing but backboard. Cleared away by JCN once again, and Hernandez. Hernandez right side into the corner. It's Lee. Baseline drive. Lost it. Steal for Perry. Now Perry slows it down. JCN backing off the pressure here late in the third quarter with a big lead.
2.5 to go in the third frame. Keep in mind, 30-point advantage. If that comes to fruition in the fourth, it'll be a running clock.
Nice play. Kalovich kind of bobbled it in the lane, gathered, and got one up and in.
Great attack there by Kalovich. And again, I'm excited for where prep career could turn out.
Here's another long two by Nolan, about the same spot from a moment ago. Another
buckets.
Long two.
Buckets for days right now, B-Tab. Both teams heating up.
Knoll's got 9, 45-11 is the JCN lead, right at 2 minutes to go in the third. Kalovich working left around a screen, has a lane, got there, up two, and the foul. Kalovich heating up.
Just the aggressive takes you're seeing. I don't know what Coach Franzetta said at halftime, but I'm guessing some of the words were go to the rim.
Well, it's been a much more productive and better third for Perry. They just got down so big so early. It's going to be tough to even put yourself in a position to win this game, but you just want to put some good stuff on tape moving forward. That was a good play by Kalinich. High arc, left it short, couldn't get the three-point play. Rebound for Coppinger, another freshman who was into the game here for JCN. Steve Knoll going deep into the bench with a big lead late in the third.
Talked about the future of Perry LeCompton and how it's bright with these young kids, but hey, JCN's just right there with that youth. This is a team that could be good for a few years.
Michael Lee, long two from the left corner. Nice box out and rebound for Devin Aldrich, who now has 6 rebounds in the game for Perry. Final 90 seconds here of the third quarter. Here's Metcalf in the corner. Wants a ball screen. Gets it. Works left. Up top it goes to Reed. She'll drive. Been like that all game. Gets her own rebound, but missed a second chance and then stripped it away. How about that play? Perry's got it back. Now it's on the floor and taken away by JCN. Going coast to coast. Missing a shot. That was Schrick. And out of bounds. Last touch by Perry.
Yeah, Emmy Reed, the guard for Perry LeCompton. You talked about her slashing ability and just the hustle she's got right there. She's still out of bounds when she grabbed that basketball. Man, she is flying around.
Karina Johnson dumps it down. Little shuffle of the feet. It's going to be a travel. And they got it down inside to, and as we mentioned, is Coppinger, a freshman just appearing in her second game of the season.
Love to see that Coach Steve Knoll created a set just for her and had an opportunity to score there.
Final minutes of this third quarter. Up top, open for three. Front rim, no. And a rebound. Second chance, up and good for Taylen Metcalf.
Her first basket of the game.
Makes it 45-15 at JCN. Now another touch. Coppinger inside. A little strong this time. Second chance, up and good for Schrick on the backside.
Schrick just wanted it more that time. He's had no box off on her. She just reaches up, grabs it, puts it back up and through.
47-15. Final 32 seconds left in this third quarter. It stays above 30. We'll get the running clock in the fourth quarter. Perry LeCompton, though, has played a much better third quarter. Losing it, though, is Kalovich. Lost it on the perimeter. A couple bodies hit the floor. Good dive. Saving it for Perry. Emmy Reed driving, kicking. Scrimshire puts it on the dribble. 15 seconds to work. Now Aldrich lost it. Had to bat it in and somehow got it back into Metcalf with 9 seconds to go. Kalovich, Scrimshire in the paint. 5 seconds. Open for 3. It is short. Rebound for JCN's Blattner, which is 2 seconds to go. That'll run it out. And that'll take us to a now running clock the rest of the way as Jefferson County North leads Perry LeCompton 47-15. Fourth quarter action straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates. For body repair, paintwork, and glass installation, no job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Chance Link Studio producer alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman here on KNZA. Jefferson County North, a 47-15 lead going into the fourth, so we'll have a running clock the rest of the way. Give credit to the Cause. It was a rough first half, but they played a much better third quarter, just trying to put some stuff on tape.
Yeah, they scored 12 points in that third quarter, had just three at halftime.
There's a nice drive, too easy, layup good. Karina Johnson wide open underneath.
Just a great offensive set to begin this fourth quarter again. Ball movement was crisp. It was around the perimeter. Nice cut there by Karina for the easy deuce.
Here's Kaylin Metcalf off to Scrimshire in the corner. Left side, Kalovich holding it high, putting it on the dribble right. Now spins back left into the corner. Reed, hard drive, stopping on the block, banking it in. Boy, Emmy Reed's been aggressive here in this second half. She's got five.
Yeah, that good job right there. She was either going to pass or shoot, and elects to shoot and banks it home.
Karina Johnson up top. Chargers with Riley Thompson now driving, angles left, steps back, left the shot short. Rebound Perry LeCompton's Devin Aldrich.
Yeah, Aldrich has been a beast on the glass here for Perry LeCompton in the second half.
Seven rebounds now for Aldrich. Perry now, Scrimshire in the corner. She is open, couldn't knock it down. It was straight on, but a little strong, and a rebound for Schrick. Running clock here in the fourth quarter. We've played a minute, 49-17, Jefferson County North. Going to set up a date at this rate with Rossville in the semifinals later on this week. There's a turnover, by the way, JCN.
Which that matchup will be a very interesting matchup of two styles that match up. And I said matchup three times there because it'll be huge. I'm telling you that both teams that like to press, both teams like to get out and run. Be curious to see which team is the one that's able to handle that pressure.
Here's a drive by Scrimshire. Now Kalovich threw it into the backcourts and a turnover against Perry LeCompton. Running and picking
nice
it up is Schrick. Two-on-one break and an easy layup for Carly Porter.
Yeah, good job. Unselfish right there by Schrick and Carly Porter with an easy right hand.
51-17, JCN about 2 minutes into this fourth quarter. Looking for an entry pass to Reed, and stepping in front was Knoll, and a tie-up. We'll keep it right here. A couple subs back in. Kendall Craig, who we saw sporadically in the first half. Charlie Blosser in as well. This is, again, a very youthful Perry LeCompton team just trying to build towards the future. Here is Reed around a curl. Got bumped. Well, they say it's on the floor. This foul against JCN on the floor as the clock continues to move. As Schrick picks up her third. First foul on either team in the fourth quarter is
hockey.
Five in, five out here for JCN.
Full-on line change. Lucy Knowles on the floor saying, I don't want to come out yet.
We might not see many starters, I would think, the rest of the way for JCN. And they have eight players in the scoring column in this game. Here is Scrimshire on the inbounds. Works right. Lost through the hands of Craig and out of bounds. Now, the turnovers have been down for the Cause. It's just been a much better second half overall. I mean, if you just go off the third quarter, it's a three-point game. But, again, just everything went wrong in that first half, getting down in that deep hole.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, turnovers were a struggle for them. Nice find underneath.
Well, the shot go. It will not. Backside rebound for Devin Aldrich.
Ella Coppinger there. Great find from the high post to a cutting. Holly Kasanke.
Missed by Kasanke. Now Perry LeCompton again. Clock moving. Running clock here in the fourth quarter. We got 4:40 to go. It is 51-17, Jefferson County North. In Rossville, the defending champs in this tournament. As JCN again will close out the final few minutes here. Another turnover by Perry.
It'll be a rematch from last year, but that was in the title game when Rossville won 87-39.
What was that score?
87-39.
Rossville also won a game last year. I had this in my notes. Their second game of the year, they played Bishop Ward. Again, this was last year when they won 18 games. 105-16.
Ooh.
You don't see scores like that too often, but that was a real score for Rossville last year. They were impressive, closing out ACCHS earlier tonight, 49-40. Chargers, yep, there's the walk. We were waiting for it. Running clock in effect, under 4 minutes to go.
Little hop step there from Michael Lee. Got a little excited, wanted to pass it to the top of the key, but Again, for Perry, they'll be taking on ACCHS on Friday, so it doesn't get easier for the Cubs.
This is McKay with the basketball. Again, hadn't played much this season. Missed a shot from the left wing, and then another double dribble. We've seen a few of those here tonight across both games. Even though JCN's on their way to get the win, I don't know if Steve Knoll has really enjoyed maybe how things have gotten a little sloppy here in the second half.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, again, this is a team that only averages 37 points a game. They've surpassed that by 14 to this point. However, this is a team that, you know, if they could calm down the turnovers here a little bit in the second half, they've turned the ball over a little bit at a higher clip. You'd like to see them finish this game out on a strong note.
Speaking of strong note, there's a pickpocket by Karina Johnson, settling, and there's a foul. That'll put Karina Johnson at the line after getting a steal near midcourt. And the running clock in effect, it'll continue to move. During these free throws, it's at 2:45. That foul was on Blosser, her second. Karina Johnson, quiet 11 points, 3 rebounds. First free throw short. She is now 4 of 7 at the line. We mentioned the free throws in the first half. JCN shot 18 free throws in the first half. This is their 6th attempt here in the second half. Next one short. She goes 0 for 2. Rebound for Kalovich. 2:20 to go. Clock moving. 51-17 JCN. Kalovich driving, kicking right. This is Metcalf. Left to 3 short. Kalovich trying to get there and couldn't save it in time. Subs in for the cause. Aldrich and also Marissa Cervantes appearing in her 4th game. So both teams have gone heavy into the bench here late. Final 2 minutes. Yeah, that does set up, again, as we mentioned, JC and Roxville, and then Perry and ACCHS on the left side of the bracket this week.
Yep, that'll be on Friday night. And again, that'll be a good matchup in the semis between JC and Roxville, two teams that looking to make pushes in their respective leagues.
Perry coming up with a steal here. Another turnover by JCN. Final 1:35. They get it to McKay in the corner. Up top it goes to Aldrich. Left side, now a touch for Craig. And Johnson nearly got another steal, but Perry gets it back into the corner. On the wing. Deep ball on the way. It's an air ball and trying to chase it. Maybe not the right play by Kasanke. It would have been out off Perry, but instead, it will be Perry basketball at now 1:10 to go. Again, running clock in effect.
Only loss for JCN in league play this year was to Troy. And then you look at the other losses, Tonganoxie, Rock Creek. I mean,
by the way, our broadcast on 96.9 KOZA, Silver Lake at Rock Creek, and it was Silver Lake winning on a last-second three-point shot by Kalen Haney to win that game 50-47 earlier tonight. And how about an and-one from the left wing on a 17-foot jump shot by McKay?
Great shot by McKay, able to get through contact there and make that.
Michael Lee picked up the foul in the running clock at 35 seconds. McKay left it short, but an offensive rebound for Aldrich, and then she is fouled, and that's essentially going to take us down to the end of this game as we will have free throws here by Devin Aldrich. And Aldrich just 1 point, but about 9 rebounds for the junior in this game. And now 2 points as she knocks in the first free throw.
Plenty of time to get the second shot up before the buzzer.
We'll stop the clock at 1 second. She's trying to add to it. Halfway down and out. Kasanke the rebound. Final 2 ticks. Run off the clock, and it's all Jefferson County North for their 6th win of the season. Now 6-3 overall. Perry LeCompton, their 9th consecutive loss. They drop to 1-11 on the year. We'll wrap it up when we come back. Our postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment.
Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
All right, we are back to it here on a KNZA. One final time, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tabman. Impressive here for JCN tonight, 51-20, running clock in the fourth quarter. I will credit Perry LeCompton. It just wasn't their way anyway in the first half, but I think Coach Joey Franzetta can at least take some positives away, playing much better in the second half. But you get down 22-2 and then 32-3 at the half, you just really have no chance.
Well, you look at the final score, and it's indicative to kind of what this game showed really early on. And Perry LeCompton couldn't get out of their own way early, having 12 first-quarter turnovers, fouling a lot and putting JCN at the line 12 times just in that first quarter alone. And it's just an uphill battle at that point. Not that it's not doable, but a team that's very young, that has got a lot of growth to have. And I'm telling you, there's a couple kids on this Perry LeCompton team that we're going to be talking about for the next couple of years for sure. And Tatum Kalovich, one of them, 5'11", freshman forward for Perry LeCompton. And also Emmy Reed as the guard position, a 5'5", freshman. Both those two girls really played well, understanding how difficult this game was for them. And for JCN, though, I mean, they are a good team, and they are a young team in their own right, but so well coached by Coach Steve Knoll, a team now that has won 5 of their last 6 games. Their only hiccup was against the team leading the league right now in the Northeast Kansas League, and the Troy Trojans, who are still undefeated after they had a big-time win tonight against St. Mary's, a larger school. And so this JCN team is on the ascension right now, and I think their matchup on Friday against Rossville is going to be one that a lot of eyes are going to be on, because it's not only Big East versus NEKL, but these are two teams that are looking to continue on in the positive way, because that Rossville team, mind you, that win just got them to 500. And so now JCN, three games over 500 now. So that game on Friday, the semifinal, I think is going to be huge for each team respectively as they go to the second half of the season.
All right, let's get you the final numbers in this game. JCN now a record of 6-3, the 51-20 win here over Perry LeCompton. They got 11 in the game from Karina Johnson. They got 9 apiece from Gwen Blattner and Lucy Knoll. They got 7 apiece from Carly Porter and Taylor Schrick. They also got 4 points from Emery Hernandez, and then 2 apiece from Riley Thompson and Holly Kasanke. Perry LeCompton was led by the freshman Tatum Kalovich, who had 9 points and 5 rebounds. They got 5 points from Emmy Reed, and then 2 points apiece from Aralee McKay, who came in late. Also, Kaylin Metcalf and Devin Aldrich, 2 points, but Aldrich also had 9 rebounds in the game as well. Some of the team numbers: Perry LeCompton, 25 turnovers in the game, but 18 of those were in the first half. They had 22 total rebounds. They ended up 8 of 15. At the free throw line for Jefferson County North, they turned it over 15 times, had 26 team rebounds. They ended up 15 of 24 at the line. Chargers, the only 3-pointer in this game, and that was from Carly Porter in the first half. Correction, they actually had 2 threes in the game, one from Karina Johnson and then one from Carly Porter as well. All right, good, sir. Player to bank on.
I don't know that there is one that really stands out to me, because
too balanced.
I'm
too balanced.
I'm about to pull a Boz, who likes to share the love a lot on things, and I'm going to have to... You're
going to give it to the water person?
I'm going to have to share the love tonight, and I'm going to go with Taylor Schrick as a co-player to bank on, as well as Karina Johnson. I think both of those sophomores played very well tonight. I thought they played very aggressive on the defensive side. Schrick, I felt like she was just doing it all for JCN tonight. Karina Johnson did a great job running the point when she needed to and able to score the basketball at a high clip as well. But I just think that the balance from JCN, it's hard to pick one player that stands out. You could give it the whole daggum team, I think, B-Tad, but those are the two that I'm going to pick as co-players to bank on tonight, Karina Johnson and Taylor Schrick.
So Taylor Schrick, again, 7 points, 8 rebounds, pretty shy of a double-double, and then Karina Johnson, the leading scorer in the game, with 11. So the last we had seen, Valley Falls was trailing NEK going into the fourth quarter on KR 93.7. Of course, the winner of that one gets Oskaloosa in the semifinals at 6 o'clock right here in this gym on Friday night. The late game will be JCN and Rossville. Before we get out of here, just kind of a quick thoughts on that JCN-Rossville game.
I just think it's two styles that are similar. Both teams like to get out and run. Both teams like to pressure the basketball, and I think it's going to be stamina. I mean, what we saw from Rossville was they only went about 7 girls deep, truly about 6, only one off the bench really that played.
Part of that with injury as well.
True. But for JCN, I mean, Coach Noel was going 8-9 girls deep, and if you're going to run full-court pressure the entirety of a game, I think you've got to have that depth, you've got to have that stamina built up, and I think that would be a big-time key is which team has the stamina to withstand each other. I think that one could be a real fun one, a game probably that, if I'm predicting something, it's going to be in the 40s. Both teams are going to have 10 to 15 turnovers each in that ball game. It'll come down to free throws. It'll come down to rebounding, but it'll mainly come down to who's got enough breath left in that game.
So it will be JCN and Rossville on Friday night right here at 7:30 here at JCN High School. And then, obviously, Oskaloosa awaiting the winner of Valley Falls and NEK, which is wrapping up over on our sister station, KR 93.7 FM. So that'll do it for us here tonight. Again, Rossville in Game 1 holding off ACCHS 49-40. And Jefferson County North putting up a running clock in the fourth quarter, running away from Perry LeCompton by a final score of 51-20. For Chance Lincoln Studio, Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tamman, we'll talk to you Friday night for more high school hoops here on KMZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.